asithandazeke.
Let us pray.
Siyabonga Nkosi. Konke lokho sesikuzwile sesikubonile.
We thank you Lord for all that we've heard and seen.
Washo kwabanye ukuthi abusisiwa amehlo enu ukubona nezindlebe zenu ukuzwa. Enikubonayo nenikuzwayo.
Lord, it was once said that blessed are your eyes that have seen and your ears that have heard.
Asibambene nenyama negazi kodwa nabanamandla ababusi balelizwe.
And Lord, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities.
Bonile futhi igama lakho liphezu kwawo wonke amagama, uyaphila awuhlulwa lutho.
And Lord, we've also seen that your name is above every name. You are alive and nothing is too difficult for you.
Sisize manje ngezwi lakho.
Help us now, Lord Jesus, through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Kwabase Rome isahluku seshumi nambili.
Romans 12, verse 1 and 2.
Ngakho-ke ngiyanincenga bazalwane ngobubele bukaNkulunkulu ukuba ninikele imizimba yenu ibe ngumnikelo ophilileyo, ongcwele, othandeka kuNkulunkulu, kube ngukukhonza kwenu kokuqonda.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
Ningalingisi lelizwe kodwa niguqulwe isimo ngokwenziwa ibentsha ingqondo yenu kuze nibe nokuhlolisiso kwintando kaNkulunkulu okuhle nokuthandekayo nokupheleleyo.
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. We'll read thus far.
Ngizocela ukuthi nilalelisise kahle.
Now listen carefully.
Ngeke nginabe kakhulu, ngizojaha ngiqhubekele phambili.
I'm not going to go on at length. I'm just going to go
with speed. Ngizocela ukuthi ngiyaningcenga bazalwane ngobubele bukaNkulunkulu.
Our text starts by saying, I beseech you brethren by the mercies and compassion of God.
Sincengwa ngobubele bukaNkulunkulu, ngomusa kaNkulunkulu.
We are begged by the mercies and compassion of God.
Wena ukuze ube la noma umzalwane noma ungesiye umzalwane kungumusa kungububele bukaNkulunkulu ukuthi ube khona.
If you here as a Christian or even if you're not saved, you are here because of the grace of God.
Uyasincenga ke ngalobu bubele esiphiweyo.
And he begs you through this compassion which we've received.
EBhayibhelini siyafunda ngo-Ananiya noSafira bakhohlisa ekhaya indoda nenkosikazi ukuthi asenzise ake kube ngathi sinikela ngakho konke kodwa sigodlo kunye ngenxa yalokho bafa kodwa wena mangakho angakanani kaningi kangakanani uzenzisa.
We read in the Bible about Ananias and Sapphira who made a pact of deception and hypocrisy together in their home and they died for it. Think how much you have lied, how much hypocrisy has been in your life, and yet you are still alive because of the grace of God.
Encwadini yokuqala kwaseKorinti sahluku seshumi kuthiwa ningenzi ubufebe njengabanye babo bafa ngosuku olunye inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili nantathu.
We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 where it says, do not behave as they did in their sexual promiscuity and 23,000 died in one day.
Lapho befeba bona uNkulunkulu wehlezulwini wabehlisela ulaka lwakhe bafa njengeimpukane kodwa kungakanani ukufebe bakho kodwa usekhona ububele bukaNkulunkulu akuvezele wona.
Consider this, that in their whoredom, in their immorality, God came down swiftly in his wrath and he wiped them out. They died like flies. Think how immoral you have been. And yet it's been the compassion of God that has kept you alive.
IBhayibhele lithi bayilinga inkosi uma beyilinga inkosi inkosi yathuma izinyonga ezingumlilo bafa kangakanani kodwa wena sekukuningi kangakanani uyilinga inkosi kodwa usekhona ububele bukaNkulunkulu lobo.
It also speaks there about how they tempted and pushed God and tempting him there in the wilderness, and God destroyed them. Think how much you have tried to test God, and yet he has kept you alive by his compassion.
It says
It says that they murmured, they complained in the desert, and God sent the destroyer to destroy them. Think how often you have murmured and complained, and yet you're still not destroyed because of his grace.
Uthwa lokho kwehlela bona kube isibonelo kuwe nakimi ebesizoza emva kwabo ukuba singoni njengabo. Kodwa bangakanani abonile kusho ukuthi ukuze ube khona namhlanje ububele bukaNkulunkulu uqonde lokho.
And that text says that we should learn the lesson from them, not to do and behave as they did. Just think how many were destroyed, and yet you are still here and alive. That is through God's mercy.
Ikho singengwa ngobubele bukaNkulunkulu. Kodwa uma unyathela lobu bubele, nakanjani uzofa kanye nabo ngelinye ilanga ushe nabo esihogweni.
God appeals to you through his deep compassion. If you despise and tread under your feet his compassion, you will be destroyed one day like they were.
Pointless being.
Secondly,
ngiyanqenga ngobubele bukaNkulunkulu ukuba ninikele imizimba yenu ibe ngumnikelo ophilileyo ongcwele othandeka kuNkulunkulu.
I beseech you by the mercies and compassion of God that you present yourself as a living sacrifice acceptable to God, holy and clean.
Le nto ite inqaba kuthiwa siyanqengwa ukuba silethe imizimba yethu sikwenze kube umnikelo.
This is an amazing appeal that we should come and present our bodies as a sacrifice to God.
I remember
way back when I was preaching in Kingscliff one day, a Lutheran pastor came in and said to the congregation, God isn't concerned at all about your body. What he's interested in is your spirit and your soul. That's what he says, the body is insignificant. Well, if you want lies, those are raw lies.
Umzimba. UNkulunkulu uyawufuna.
God wants the body.
Uthi letha umzimba wakho ubeke altari ube umnikelo kuye.
And he says, bring your bodies and present it as a sacrifice acceptable to God.
Thina singathi hawu umzimba. Uma kuthiwa nikela ngenhliziyo yakho. Uma kuthiwa nikela ngomoya wakho. Nikela ngomphefumulo wakho. Singathi hayi into esemqoka leyo. Kodwa izwi alisho njalo lithi nikela ngomzimba.
Now our emphasis is different. We would say it sounds more true to say give your heart to the Lord or give your spirit to the Lord, give yourself to the Lord, but to present your body to the Lord,
isn't that of great importance? Than just giving your body.
Angithi ukunikela ngomphefumulo kusemqoka kunomzimba. Sisho njalo.
The word van God mag nie 'n fout nie. God knows what he says, and the Bible is the truth. when it says, give your body to him.
Izwi alipambani uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma iqiniso lokuthi nikela ngomzimba kuye.
Manje kuchazani lokhu ukuthi nikela ngomzimba wakho kuNkulunkulu kube umnikelo.
So what is the meaning therefore of presenting your body as a sacrifice?
Iminingi imnikelo testament eldala kube khona umnikelo wesono fika inkunzi umuntu abeka isandla sakhe phezulu kweinkunzi. Inkunzi ifele esikhundleni sakho bekuthiwa umhlatshelo umnikelo wesono.
There were various sacrifices in the Old Testament. There was the sin offering. They might bring a beast like a bull, and the hand of the sinner would be laid on it, and it would be said, this is the substitution for your sin.
Bekhona umnikelo wokuthula.
There were the sacrifices for peace.
Umnikelo wokudla.
There were food sacrifices.
Biningi imnikelo. Kodwa lapho uqhamuka uJesu umnikelo wokugcina yaphela yonke leyo mnikelo. Niyezwa nina nihlaba imbuzi nolamthuthu nenkomo. Imnikelo yaphela ngokufa kwaJesu eGolgotha onqamlezweni esiphambanweni.
When Jesus came, he was the final and ultimate sacrifice. No more sacrifices are necessary. And do you hear, you who are involved in the occult and bring your animals to be slaughtered? It's not necessary. Jesus
died. Ayisekho umnikelo manje, kodwa ukhona esiwutholayo. Iwo lo esikhuluma ngawo. Nikela ngomzimba wakho, mkhwenyane, makoti. Nikelani ngomzimba wenu.
Though there is no sacrifice necessary anymore, nevertheless it speaks in this context of presenting your body as a sacrifice, and you, bridegroom and bride, present your bodies to the Lord.
Kungani kuthiwa umzimba, kodwa hayi umphefumulo, hayi inhliziyo, hayi umoya, kodwa umzimba.
Why should it say present the body? Why doesn't it rather refer to the soul or the spirit or the heart?
Ngesizathu sokuthi umoya wakho, umphefumulo wakho, inhliziyo yakho isemzimbeni.
It's because your soul, your spirit is in your body.
Konke lokhu kuqoqelwe ndawonye emzimbeni.
All of that is united together bodily.
UNkulunkulu uma ethi nikela ngomzimba wakho kushukuthi ufuna ngokupheleleyo. I have ngokupheleleyo. Ngoba uma ithatha umzimba, lo mzimba unomphefumulo, unomoya, unenhliziyo, konke qoqene kulomzimba. Uthi ufuna konke ukufuna ngokupheleleyo yikho nikela ngomzimba wakho.
When God speaks therefore about presenting your body, he means your total surrender, because the body contains soul and spirit. It means an absolute sacrifice of everything, who you are.
Umoya wakho, umphefumulo wakho uthola amandla ngomzimba wakho.
And your soul and spirit receive strength then through your body.
Hayi ukuthi umzimba idokodo nje yalento.
It's not just that the body is the tent containing these parts.
Umzimba ube umbusi womphefumulo wakho nomoya wakho nenhliziyo yakho.
Your body is the home of your soul and spirit.
Not only home, umbusi.
Umbusi is the ruler.
The body is ruling your soul. Your body is ruling your spirit. Your body is ruling your heart. Controlling it.
Kusho ukuthi umzimba ukontrola umphefumulo nomoya.
Ake ngilinganisele.
Let me illustrate for you.
Umuntu uyaqonda ukuthi hey lokhu kubulala kwami, lokhu kudakwa kwami, lezidakamizwa lokhu kubhema kuyangilimaza akunono ngikuyeke umuntu athi uyakuyeka kuyekeki umzimba uyakufuna.
It's like a person who is addicted to drugs or alcohol, and they say, I better give myself to the Lord. He makes a decision, but his body demands to go back to these things.
Umuntu yaqonda ukuthi ufebe bubi. Kodwa sokuthi igazi lami liningi kakhulu, umzimba uyakufuna, umzimba uyakufuna. Bese umuntu angena esonweni.
It is like the
sevens intando ka Satan. Ngomzimba wakho.
Who is convicted of being loose, sexually immoral. And they are convicted, but they say, I have no control. My body is just too hot. It just demands this lifestyle.
Ningawuthiyateleli umzimba, lithi umzimba awulutho umzimba. Yona ndikimba yendaba.
So do not despise the body and say it is of no consequence. It is thoroughly of all importance.
Bible lithi umoya uyavuma.
The Bible says the spirit is willing,
kodwa inyama ibuthaka.
But the body is weak.
Umoya uhluleke ngenxa yomzimba.
And that the spirit then fails because of the body.
UJesu athi angikwazi ukulinda ihora elilodwa nje kanye nami.
Jesus,
umoya uyavuma. Inhliziyo ibivuma. Umoya uyavuma, umphefumulo uyavuma. Kodwa umzimba ubuthaka. Inkulu indaba yomzimba. Umzimba wakho.
Jesus said, could you not watch with me for even 1 hour? But the body is weak. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. That's why their spirit and soul did not obey.
Ayangimangali uma umuntu efa, umoya, umphefumulo, uya straight kuNkulunkulu. Kodwa umzimba uyobola, uyongena ethuneni, uvuke ngesikhathi lokwahlulelwa.
When you die, soul and spirit goes to God, but your body putrefies. But when it's the judgment, when it's the final day, it is united. When your body is transformed to a body of glory. Now I'm just hurrying through. In Romans, it says, in our holy war, we must present our members that they are weapons of righteousness, instruments of righteousness, and not instruments of evil.
Indaba yomzimba inkulu, indaba yamalungu omzimba, izitho zomzimba, kuthwa nikele ngazo kuNkulunkulu. Hayi kuSathane, hayi esonweni, ukuba ukhonze isono.
That is why the Bible says so clearly there, your body, let it not be instrumental for sin. Let the members not be instruments of wickedness, but unto righteousness.
Akufanele ukuthi isono sibuse imzimba yethu nezitho zomzimba, lo mzimba ofayo.
For sin shall no longer rule over you, over this dying body.
Kuthwa ningalaleli izinkanuko, izitho zenkanuko zomzimba.
It says, mortify the lusts of the flesh. Do not listen and give in to the cravings.
Kodwa unikele ngezitho zakho kuNkulunkulu. Kube isikhali sokulunga.
But present your bodies and the members thereof as instruments of righteousness.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna izitho zakho zomzimba zibe ngwele, zibe ngwele, zibe ngwele. Lapho ikhwaya licula, holy, holy, holy. Angazi ukuthi wena uzweni ngoba ungwele bokwaNkulunkulu noma uzwa lutho. Phela unakuzwa lutho uma ufile ezonweni.
That is why God wants every part of you and all of you, your whole body, every member thereof, to be holy. Holy, holy, like the choir sang, thrice holy. What do you feel? Or you so or you dead that holiness means nothing to you.
Nokuthi ukubusa kwesono emzimbeni wakho kuchithwe.
That is why God says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy unto the Lord, that the body is not used for wickedness, but that evil is destroyed.
Uyabonake ukuthi ngani ukuba inkosi inikela ngomzimba. Abantu besa banikela ngenhliziyo yabo kuJesu. Bayinikela umoya wabo kodwa baqhubeka nezono hlatshalaza igama likaNkulunkulu uSathane abuse isono sibuse emzimbeni wabo empilweni yabo ngoba abanikelanga umzimba ukuze umukeleke kuNkulunkulu.
Do you see why it is necessary that God says give your bodies as a sacrifice to God? Because people make decisions. They say, all right, I give my heart to the Lord. But they continue in sin, continue using their members of their bodies as instruments of unrighteousness because they have not presented their bodies to God. God demands the total you. Everything about you and your body. Otherwise, Satan himself will rule you.
Kuthiwa lapha ngomoya ongcwele bulala izinkanuko zezitho zakho zomzimba.
It also says in the word, by the Spirit, put to death the members of your body.
Ngibulala isono uma ngisale ngisinqabe ngihlukane naso.
You mortify the flesh. You resist and deny the members of your body by cutting off that, denying it and saying no.
Ngifundisa umzimba wami nezitho zami ukuba zimlalele uNkulunkulu, zilalele iBhayibheli, hayi ukuba zilalele isono.
Disciplining your body to be in subjection to God's rulership, not subject to the rulership of sin.
Uthathe izitho zakho zomzimba unikele ngazo, unikele e-altari kuNkulunkulu ukuba lo mzimba wakho nezitho zakho zibe impahla kaNkulunkulu.
Take your whole being, your whole body, every part of you, and bring it to the altar of God as a living sacrifice that you belong to God. You are His property.
Ngoba uma uhlukana nesono, udethe bubini. Uyazingcwelisa.
For when you part from sin, you are being sanctified.
Bese umukeleke kuNkulunkulu.
Being acceptable to God.
Kuthwa lokhu ke kube ukhonza kwenu ngokuqonda.
And it says, this being your reasonable service.
This I owe a vernünftige Gottesdienst. Das ist Vernunft.
This is your duty.
Das ist der vernünftige Gottesdienst.
This is just your duty, your reasonable service.
Uma ukhonza isono ngomzimba wakho, uyagijima ngelikhulu ijubane ekwahlulelweni, ekufeni, nasekwahlulelweni kwaphakade.
If you are worshipping sin through your body, you are making haste with the greatest of speed towards destruction and judgment.
Ngoba umuntu umlomo wakho uyethuka, umlomo wakho uyahleba.
For you use your mouth to swear, to slander.
Ngomzimba wakho, ngomlomo wakho uyathetha.
And through your body,
uyalwa.
Through your mouth you complain and you fight.
Ngomlomo wakho unikele kuSathane, unganikelanga, uxoxa izindaba zobufebe.
And through your mouth not being surrendered to God you and surrendered rather to the devil you involved in. And satanic immorality and what is rotten comes out of your mouth. You eat with the same mouth that you swear and slander with, and your body is being used as an instrument for Satan. But if you've surrendered your body to God, you won't gossip. You will not blaspheme. You'll sing good songs, praising God. You will bless people. You'll comfort people. You'll speak encouraging, upbuilding things. You'll pray with the same
heart.
Like that girl who testified that she had that 666 written invisibly, but if you go to her now, she's converted, not visible anymore. I direct this at you, you the bridegroom, the bride, the families of the couple, and every single one of you to totally surrender yourself, yes, your body, totally to Him. For you cannot use your body as an instrument of the devil if you belong to Christ. Your body is to be Christ's very own instrument. Not that you abuse yourself. Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look upon a woman. Have you made a covenant with God, or are you looking, you lusting after women, you using your body as instruments of the devil? We are playing around if we say that we're Christians and we act like that.
Oh, I rock and roll. O umhlaba, I music yomhlaba, ngene kuwe. Ah, uSatan uyalidla, uyaliphuza, uyadela uSatan. Ephuza igazi lakho. Uyokuhleka insini uma ususha naye esogweni.
Your ears are to be God's instruments, not that which belongs to the devil. What you listen to, is it rock and roll? Is it that which is wicked? Otherwise you'll land up in hell. The devil will be after your
blood. Wena muntu othuya ezulwini uhamba ngelikhulu ithubani uqonde esigogweni ekufeni okunaphakade.
Have you presented your ears to God, for it belongs to him? Do you listen to wicked things, slanderous things that are gossip? You're on your way to hell if you are doing that, not
when
to heaven.
Uyazazela ukuthi usuyinikele umzimba wakho wawunikela nini kuJesu umzimba wakho. Manje ke uma umzimba wakho izitho zakho sekuyizitho zikaKristu, uma uyiqokisa uqokisa uJesu, uqokisa uJesu. Ingubo ozigqokayo izona esifanele uJesu, izona eziqokiswa uJesu. Ikatulu zakho oyifakayo izo lezo ezigqokwa uJesu. Angazi ukuthi niyezwa yini. Namuzwa owokuqala, owesibili, nalo ogcina. Uyazwa yini? Awuyeke, awuyeke ukholwa ngokuzenzisa. Nikela, bekufanele ukuthi nginisukumise nonke manje ngitshele ukuthi laba banikela ngomzimba bezela phambili baguqela. Banikele ngomzimba. Kuphele lokho ukuthi uthi ungokaJesu, uJesu kuwe. Kanti emzimbeni wakho kubusa uSatan.
Is your body really surrendered to him? Do you have that assurance that your body is totally his? Or if it's not, you need to bring it completely to him. I should invite you here to the altar that you present yourself before the Lord and not to the devil.
Bese kuthwa ningalingisi lelizwe.
Then it says,
niguqulwe isimo ngokwenziwa ibe intsha ingqondo yenu.
It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, and let your minds be made new.
AmaKristu ayafa ukulingisiswe izwe sukela okhakhayini kuse besenzwaneni phansi izwe bonakala ubuzwe. Kanti kuthiwa othanda ukuba isobo sefe ume sitha kuNkulunkulu.
Christians love to copy the world. They love to conform and be like the world with all their strength. They want to imitate the world, whereas the Bible says he who is a friend of the world is at enmity with God.
Kunganizwe uma ingubo zinde uma zikhiphe khinda bekuyakhindwa uma kuvezwa inkaba noma umhlane nabazalwane bangena lokho. Hey, anokuqulwa ninzalo yezwe.
Look at our Christians run after the fashion, whether it's mini or maxi or showing the belly or the back, whatever happens to be the trend of the moment, Christians run after.
Kuthwa ningalingisizwe umyalo kaNkuluNkulu, umthetho kaNkuluNkulu ningalingisizwe.
It is God's command that says, do not be conformed and be like the world.
Ukuze nihlolisise okuyintando kaNkuluNkulu.
So that
okuhle nokuthandekayo nokupheleleyo.
So that you will be enabled to prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God.
Ngitshele selokhu uphendukile, uguquliwe, awufani nezwe. Ukwanikela ngomzimba wakho.
I ask you, since you got converted, have you given yourself totally to the Lord? Have you surrendered your body as well?
Nigela ngomzimba nquma thuqu. Kungasabusi isono izitha zomzimba wakho. ukuze ube umuntu opheleleyo uma wayinikela kuNkulunkulu ngokupheleleyo uyobonake ukuthi ke cha sebenzile uNkulunkulu empilweni yakho.
Let your body be surrendered to God. Let all of you, your total being, be His, and then it'll be evident that God has worked in your life indeed.
Ngiyabonga mkhwenyane ngalokho engizwile ngobunsizwa bakho. Nawe makoti ngobuntombi bakho. Ngivileke ngalolu suku lwanamhlanje lomshado wenu nikelani ngomzimba wenu kuNkulunkulu. Qonda ukuthi lo mzimba kusiye umzimba wami kaNkulunkulu. Nimphilele uNkulunkulu. Inhliziyo yenu, umoya wenu, umphefumulo wenu ubuswe umzimba olithempeli likaMoya oNgcwele. Qonda ukuthi lo mzimba umzimba kaKristu. Lezi zitho izitho zikaKristu azihambi ngentando yezizwe nabantu basemhlabeni nabantu be-TV. Singabantu bezulu thina ukuba nibe ngabantu abaphelele kuNkulunkulu.
I thank the bridegroom and bride for their good testimony which we've heard. Now, let this be a day of complete surrender to the Lord, that in every way you would be transformed like Christ and not conformed like the world.
Jesu ngithandile,
wangifela esiphambane, ngobe
ngithandile. Jesu ngithandile, Jesu ngithandile, wangifela esiphambanwe, ngobe ngithandile. Mkhwenyana, uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yonke ukuthi ukuhlangana kwenu anihlanganiswa intando yenyama neyinkanuko zenyama, kodwa nahlanganiswa intando kaNkulunkulu.
Do you say and agree that you have been brought together not by man but by the will of God? He says yes. And that this is the bride that God gives you? He says yes. And this ring.
Akukho sikhala. Kanjalo ke ukhonza kwakho iNkosi kube ngokuphelele. Ngoba unikele nangomzimba.
Is a witness to that. You are surrendered. This is a complete ring. It is joined. So, and so let your life be like that as well.
Uyakholwa ukuthi umkhwenyana wadalelwa wena.
And the bride, I ask, do you believe that your bridegroom is given by God for you? He says yes. Then God has united you together. And let your bodies be instruments of righteousness, since God has joined you together. And you live in that way right till death. Till death do you part. Don't be conformed like the world where they look at another woman when they married and they desire someone else, for Jesus says such a person has committed adultery, even looking with desire has committed adultery in his heart.
uma nifuna ube nokungcwepheleleyo inkani semzimbeni kungabi ama ebthaka ngoba nangaphakathi nomphefumulo uzobabthaka nenhliziyo yobabthaka nibuswe nikhonze isono into embi leyo into kasathane musanokuba amakholwa njalo angenakuqonda aphumputekile uthana athathe isihlabathi sokungazi sokungaqondi akuphele emehlweni enu nasengqondweni zenu yibani abahlaniphileyo abaphilayo emoyeni.
Let your body be a holy temple to the Lord, that He rules you, that you're not an instrument of the devil, that you live for the Lord. That is pleasing.
Roma 6 new time nizokuthi uNkulunkulu uthini ukuze nimthokozise uNkulunkulu nimukeleke kuye nibe ngamaqhawe ezulwini ningabi abalahlwayo.
Go and read again what this says, and also in Romans 6, that you would be heroes of heaven and not those who are castaways. Let's pray the blessing of the Lord. Here are your children, Lord, the bride and bridegroom, entering into a new chapter of their lives today. We thank you for keeping them. That they have behaved in a good way and they have presented their bodies as holy temples to you. That the Holy of Holies, the Holy Spirit, would fill them. That even Satanists would have no power over them. For even their bodies are the temple of God, of the Holy Spirit. Sanctify them, Lord. Let your grace be with them always. May the love of the Father overflow in their hearts. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be theirs until the last trumpet shall sound or before you come through death. That they would be people who have indeed surrendered their bodies. And Lord, I also ask on behalf of the rest of the audience here, having Lord, I've asked everyone, including the photographers, every single person, whether they've surrendered their bodies to you.
Umzimba kwabafileyo uma ungafanga qala ubufile zonweni othu yaphila bese uthandeke kuwe Nkosi.
That their bodies, Lord, would be righteous and acceptable to you, and that you would be well pleased with them.
Amen.
Amen.